expressing it through words. And you get excited. You open your mouth. You know, the greatest manifestation of a victory is a shout. There's a reason for that. Why? To open your mouth and express yourself. Because your emotions open up pathways for this word, this reality to get into your spirit, to get into your mind, to change your intellect. But if you just dull and bored, go home. Ain't nothing gonna move you. Something need to move you. I said, you ought to let the word of God move you. Don't let your difficulty move you. Let the word move you. That's why sometimes it's important to get loud on the devil. The Lord rebuke you. He whispered all the time. But open that big mouth. I'm telling you, it changes. It'll change you. It'll start you to thinking differently. You'll feel a release in your spirit. It's not the devil leaving you. It's your mind. It's that pathway being made, being forged out in your mind to change how you think, to impart the word, to impart what you are decreeing into your intellect so it can align itself with your spirit, man. Go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Moses is receiving his call, his calling from God. In verse 10 of Exodus chapter 3, God speaking to Moses, he says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Now, understand, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house. He saw, he heard, he touched, he tasted, he felt the greatness of this tyrant, this hierarchy, and the rule that they had. You know, back in that day, they wouldn't send you, you know, to court about stuff. No, they just chop your head. It wasn't no judge and jury. Pharaoh say, kill him. It's over. Get caught stealing, they cut your hands off. Be in the wrong place, they cut your feet off. Anything, it's over. And so now Moses was brought. He knew. He saw. He was in a high place there. Then, you know, he rebelled, he killed an Egyptian, had to run and spent 40 years in Midian. Now God comes to him and says, now I want you to go back. I want you to release, make Pharaoh let my people go. Now Moses has spent 40 years out in the desert, huh, with some sheep. He ain't thinking about fighting. He ain't thinking about no confrontation now. He chilling, you know, just, God says, I want you to go. And the first thing Moses says in verse 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I? When the call of God, when God's assignment comes, I mean God's true assignment, whether you admit it or not, one of the first things that will go through your mind when you get into the reality of his calling is, Lord, who am I? Just like Moses. Moses said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Lord, I can't do this. Who am I that I could do this? Now, that's where he begins. But that's also where God transforming him, God coming to walk beside him begins as well. I want to encourage you today. God is calling us, and perhaps you individually, to a task that's much larger than one would think, that will entail much more grace than you might imagine it would entail. But God is calling you to that nonetheless. Come on, tell somebody God's calling you anyway. Just like Moses, you may think, Lord, who am I? I lack the education. I lack the credentials. I lack the experience. I don't know what to do with this. But God says, I called you. Chapter 4 and verse 1. After God tells him all the wonders and things that he'll do, in verse 1 of chapter 4, it says, and Moses answered and said, but, okay, God, you showed me all this stuff, but, come on, he's still making excuses. But, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. Somebody say, faith? will kick butt. God is so merciful and gracious to us because he's patient with us. While you waver, while you fight against God, while you try to resist God, while you try to run from God, God is still patient because he's called you. Listen, his gift and calling are without repentance. He called you to be out front. He's not going to let you get behind. Like it or not. Well, Lord, I'm just shy. Well, he'll take away that shyness. Amen. He'll make you bold like a lion. Amen. Even though you've never done it before, God will show you how. He'll teach you. He'll instruct you. He'll empower you. He'll give you the grace for it. But he needs those that, amen, will say, Lord, send me, I'll go. Well, how many know it don't start like that? It starts with, who am I? Some folk will go to the extreme of saying, when God speaks to me, say, the devil is a lie. Loose here. Be rebuking the Holy Ghost. Loose here. You foul devil, you. Get out of my room. Samuel, when he was a young boy and he was living with Eli, the Lord called him. And he went to Eli. He said, you called me. He said, no, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. He went and lay back. The Lord called him Samuel. Samuel went to Eli again. He said, yes, master. You called me. He said, I did not call you. Go back to sleep. And then lay down again. God said, Samuel. Samuel went to Eli and he said, master, you called me. And then Eli perceived. Something was going on here. It was God calling him. See, everybody, even young or old, you don't get it the first time around all the time. See, because God's going to show you something that's way bigger than you thought. Tell somebody right now, what God has for you is way bigger than what you think. Lord, they're not going to believe me. He said in chapter 4, verse 1, they won't believe me. See, first of all, who am I? Then God tells him, I'm going to go with you. The rod's going to, become a servant, I'm going to work these miracles. But then he says, but Lord, they ain't going to believe me. Skip down to verse 10 of chapter 4. God is still talking to Moses, telling him what he's going to do. And then verse 10 of chapter 4, and Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech. And slow of tongue. Okay. First of all, who am I? Second thing he said is they ain't going to believe me. And then when God convinced him that, he said, well, Lord, I can't talk. I stutter. They're not going to understand me when I talk. I like God's response. He says in verse 11, and the Lord said to him, who made man's mouth? Think about it a moment. God said, who made your mouth? Like I don't know you stutter. I took into consideration your stuttering when I called you. Come on, tell somebody, you can't get out of this call. God have called you, ain't getting out of it. Who am I? They ain't going to believe me, and I stutter. Let's look at verse 13. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him through whom thou wilt send. Now, that in the King James doesn't sound like what it means, but Moses was saying, Lord, don't, in essence, what he was saying is, Lord, don't send me, send somebody else. Who am I? They ain't gonna believe me. I stutter. Lord, send somebody else. But it's interesting because the next verse it says, God got angry. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And so God even made a provision for him and allowed Aaron, his brother, to be his spokesman. But eventually he went. I just want to point that out. Moses, one of the greatest leaders, not only of biblical times, but of all time, of any era, began by saying, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? That's where he started. So don't you feel bad. Don't you feel bad about feeling small and incapable. Because the greatest of the great started right there. Abraham came out of idolatry. He was an idolater. Amen. Made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, but became the father of our faith. Because God wasn't going to let him go. Tell somebody, God's not going to let you go. Let's take a look at another patriarch in Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now this is Isaiah. When he saw this, he said, Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. There's Isaiah. God was about to call him. But the first thing Isaiah, when Isaiah got a glimpse of God's glory, he said, I'm undone. I'm unclean. He, like Moses, in so many words, was saying, Who am I?
We are continuing with our Mega Grace Series Part 24. Today's message is entitled, Who Am I? Cease struggling, get into that secret place, and allow God to speak to you. When you wait, He gives you strength. He is taking you into a way where providence takes over. It may be a way you don't know, but it won't be a way of defeat. Yield to the word. Be careful not to cultivate and harbor issues at the threshold of your breakthrough. Have faith and yield to God's control. He speeds up promises to break through barriers. You are about to enter the gate to the overflow.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.